And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Walmart is the world's largest retailer, and they put on quite a show for their annual shareholders meeting. This year's session comes as the company celebrates its 50th anniversary, and it also comes in the shadow of serious allegations of bribery by Walmart officials in Mexico. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich has been covering Shareholders Week. She is on the top floor of Bud Walton Arena right now. Jackie, what's the mood been like for this shareholders meeting?
You know, it's celebratory as always. I've covered a bunch of these, but this year it's not as golden, given it's Walmart's 50th anniversary at Bud Walton Arena here, and it's usually a giant love fest with only a smattering of protesters perennially upset about what they claim are low wages and, you know, lousy benefits and pressured working conditions. But this year's Jubilee, as many people know, has been shadowed by allegations that the world's largest retailer uses corrupt practices to push growth in foreign countries. So protesters, I found here, they're organized and they're here, and they've latched onto that opportunity to rally support after the New York Times broke that story last April about Walmart de Mexico executives allegedly paying out what something like $24 million over several years to fixers to get stores built. So, you know, it is part of the complaint by protesters here is that the Bentonville office allegedly turned back any investigation to Mexican authorities and Mexican executives. Turns out they allegedly may have authorized the bribe. So it's, but it is kind of a Byzantine and necessary evil in certain foreign countries, and the matter was closed. That was back in 2005, but now it's surfaced, and so protesters are coming forth, and you know, we reported when the story broke in a statement issued in response to that, spokesperson David Tovar said they were deeply concerned by the allegations and were working aggressively to determine what happened. You know, and there's 209,000 employees in Mexico. They have a ton of stores there. It's the jewel of Walmart, and they're very proud of that. And there's lots of Mexican associate shareholders here, and they're very excited to be here and very enthusiastic. But in the meantime, the Department of Justice and U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission are investigating Walmart. And the company has said things this week about the scandal. I attended a media conference. They host a media conference every shareholders gathering. And Walmart, Doug McMillon, president and CEO of Walmart International, said this.
Serious issues, and we're treating them as such. We're not going to tolerate a lack of compliance in any country around the world or any level in the company. As it relates to the investigation that's ongoing, we're committed to it being independent and thorough, and that's all I can say about that. But relative to compliance going forward, we're trying to seize this opportunity to get even stronger in compliance across the board, including FCPA, but also to include other areas. For example, in China, food safety is very important. How do we get even better at that? So a moment like this causes you to be on your toes and look for opportunities to get even stronger anywhere that you can. And that's what our objective is. I'm not expecting any impact as it relates to new store growth. We'll see. Only time will tell.
That was Doug McMillon. Earlier this morning, you've also talked to some people who have shown up in Fayetteville to voice displeasure, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, the scandals angered shareholders who are campaigning to bar Walmart president and CEO Mike Duke, who was head of international operations for Walmart at the time, then president and CEO and current board member H. Lee Scott, as well as board chair Rob Walton. You know, groups like Making Change at Walmart are here, and they're supported by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union and its sister group comprised of Walmart employees, associates, Our Walmart, have organized dissent in recent months. And we reported, you know, how these union-backed groups have morphed and merged over the years and represent millions of meatpacking, healthcare, garment, chemical, distillery, and retail industry workers. But I met with a campaign coordinator from UFCW union here in town. She deferred me to the associates, although I got her on the record. And I met with a half dozen key Our Walmart employee shareholders who managed to get in a proxy item on the ballot, which is astonishing, basically asking for, disclosure of company compensation given pressed working conditions and lack of return on investment to workers. You know, and Jackie Golden was on the floor today, and she's a 24-year associate with Walmart from store 1167 in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And this is what she had to say.
We feel that the senior executives are getting these huge bonuses that they really aren't deserving of. Our stock has not performed well consistently over the last 10 years. It was a good investment for a lot of years. It's not been so much anymore. So, you know, we want to hold those executives accountable as to what makes them feel they are entitled to being rewarded for poor performance standards.
So the proxy was introduced. Was it adopted?
You know, the thing about proxy statements, some dissenting proxy statements are issued every year. These proxy statements, for the first time since I've been covering it, got applause. These dissenting proxy statements never get applause. This one got big applause, and I'll play some of that applause in her Jackie Gable's comment tonight. But of course, you know, it's very difficult to pass any dissension because they represent only a smattering, again to use that word, of the girth needed to pass any proxy measure, because the Walton family, Walton Enterprises, controls nearly 50% of a total $3.4 billion shares. But, you know, Kyle, the bottom line, most everyone is very happy to be here. The company lets stores choose shareholders, and there's 5,000 shareholders represented. There's 10,000 companies worldwide, and the company pays for them to come here and to eat and drink and listen to great music and to party. And Walmart is doing great. I mean, they're celebrating that downstairs right now. Fiscal year 2012, they netted $15.7 billion, which is a record, and then returned $11.3 billion to shareholders, so they're celebrating that. It's a mixed bag, but it's mostly ebullient. People are excited. You have to give credit to the executives. They are bringing up the issue. They're not trying to hide it. They are addressing it. Mike Duke, in closing, he said he just told shareholders that he will not accept anything less than integrity. There's no gray area between right and wrong, and they are dedicated to compliance and will cooperate with the investigation, and then they'll take appropriate action. That last part, however, has analysts and those who, you know, purveyors of Walmart really wondering what that will mean. Who's
just
gonna
what
get fired?
Does that mean? Yes.
Yeah, what, and no one knows. But, 14,000 shareholders are here, 9,000 shareholders and 5,000 associates are here to celebrate the golden anniversary. And I think Justin Timberlake is the host, and he's fantastic. He's so funny.
Okay, well, best of luck navigating your way through those 23,000 people and all those cars to get back here. Jackie, thank you
so
much.
All right, you're welcome.